They rang Voco at 3 o'clock in the morning. No one minded the odd hour. No one was sleeping anyway. People showed up slow and late because most of them were carrying books and other things they thought they might need, supposing their names were called. Statho evoked 17.
Leo, Tullia, Erasmus, Archibald,
Taverner,
and some other tenors. I stepped over the threshold into the chancel, a step I had taken thousands of times to wind the clock. But when I wound the clock, I always knew that a few minutes later Fra Metaxan would open the door again. This time I turned my back on 300 faces I'd never see again, unless they got evoked and sent to, well, wherever I was being sent. I found myself with several I knew well and some who were strangers to me. Hundreders. The intonation of the names stopped. I reckoned we were finished, and looked at Statho, expecting him to move on to the next phase of the aught. He was staring at the list in his hand. His expression was difficult to read. His face and body had gone stiff. He blinked slowly and shifted the list toward the nearest candle as if having trouble reading it. He seemed to be scanning the same line over and over. Finally, he forced himself to raise his gaze and looked directly across the chancel at the millenarian's screen.
Voco,
he said, but it came out husky and he had to clear his throat.
Voco Fra Jad of the millenarians.
Everything got quiet. Or maybe it was blood raging in my ears. There was a long wait. Then the door in the thousander's screen creaked open to reveal the silhouette of an old Fra. He stood there for a moment, waiting for the dust to clear. That door didn't get open very often. Then he stepped out into the chancel. Someone closed the door behind him. Statho said a few more words to formally evoke us. We said the words to answer the call. The avowed behind the screens took up their anthem of mourning and farewell. All of them sang their hearts out. The thousanders shook the minster with a mighty, croaking bass line so deep you felt more than heard it. That, even more than the singing of my decenarian family, made the hairs prickle on my scalp, made my nose run and my eyes sting. The thousanders were going to miss Fra Jad, and they were making sure he knew it in his bones. I looked straight up, just as Paphlagon and Orlo had. The light of the candles only penetrated a short distance up the well, but I wasn't really doing this in an attempt to see something. I was doing it to prevent a deluge from running out of my nostrils and my eyes. The others were moving around me. I lowered my chin to see what was happening. A junior hierarch was leading us out.
There's a hypothesis, you know, that we just get taken to a gas chamber now,
Archibald muttered.
Shut up,
I said. Not wanting to hear any more in this vein from him, I lingered and let him go well ahead of me, which took a while since he had made half of his bolt into a sack and was lugging a small library. The hierarchs, all formally robed in purple, led us down the center aisle of the empty north nave and from there to the narthex just inside the day gate. We congregated below the great orrery. The day gate had been opened, but the plaza beyond was empty. No aircraft was waiting for us there. No buses, not even a pair of roller skates.